Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me as we continue on in a message I began yesterday on 100-fold discipleship. And while God's people, and I trust that includes you, are praying and asking God to see the power of God displayed, revival break forth, and the miracles of God experienced in the lives of people, that to have the same kind of results the early church did, and even greater works, Jesus promised that, that we have to have the same kind of attitude. And so we are looking at what does it mean to have a 100-fold discipleship or commitment to the Lord Jesus Christ. And we're going to begin today by looking at a passage I'll share with you found in Luke, the 14th chapter, verse 26. And these are the words of Jesus. He said, "If any man come to me and hate not his father and mother and wife and children and brethren and sisters, yea, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple." This is literally a quote from the lips of Jesus, and we might say that is a hard saying. Who can bear it? So what is he truly saying? Is he advocating hatred of loved ones, of people that are close to us? Of course not. We are to love the stranger, not only those who are close to us, and to love our enemies and to do good to those who despitefully use us and exploit us and misunderstand us. But he was making that statement to indicate by way of comparison that the love that you have for family and even for your own life, it pales in comparison to the love that you have for God. This is the first and greatest commandment, that we love God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and our neighbor as ourself, even as Jesus has loved us. And so he was trying to illustrate the importance of total commitment to the Lord. And Jesus demonstrated that in his whole life in ministry. How often did he say, "I don't do anything but what the Father shows me. I've come," he fulfilled that scripture, "I've come to do thy will, O my God. Yea, thy law is within my heart." And in Matthew, the 16th chapter, verse 24, Jesus said, "If any man will come after me, let him deny himself." When he gave that extension or an invitation to Peter and to Andrew, to James and John, he said, "Come, follow me." And because they had experienced the power of God, they recognized his authority, his words. They knew God was with them. They were willing to leave their career, their trade. He said, "Peter, I'm going to make you a fisher of men rather than fish." And so they made a choice. It was a wholehearted, they might have obviously not understood all that that would imply and mean, but they accepted that invitation. And he's extending that to mankind, everyone, every man, woman, and child. If you will come after me, you have to learn that I am the most important thing, because as we grow in God, we will understand there are decisions and choices we have to make. And there's always the attraction of the world, the satisfaction and fulfillment of self, or obedience to God. And many times we fail in making God our priority, and we choose the things that are convenient to our flesh, the things we prefer, and it all comes down to, this is just the most amazing subject because this is the final word on whether or not we are living a completely surrendered life, as well as a victorious life. If we have that kind of commitment, Jesus said, this is why he said, you know, like, well, Lord, I prayed in your name. Whatsoever ye ask in my name, I will do it, that the Father might be glorified. That means your heart, your life is so identified with Christ that God will absolutely answer your prayers because you are exhibiting the same obedience, surrender, commitment, and spiritual understanding that Jesus, even though he was the very Son of God, he understood as a natural man because he was very God and very, very man. We may not understand that, but those two natures were totally, perfectly combined. And in the last portion of that verse I just shared with you, 16:24, he said, if any man come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross. So beloved, yes, in the enthusiasm and under the anointing, we could say, oh yes, Lord, whatever it takes, I'm going to follow you. Take this whole world, but give me Jesus. You know, all these old choruses we used to sing, but beloved, there is a price to pay. And we are to have not only a consuming love and passion for God, but also a burning love for all those that belong to Christ, as well as the unsaved. In John, the 13th chapter, verse 35, Jesus said, by this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another. So, beloved, we must continue in God's Word, asking God for the spirit of wisdom and revelation, not just in a general theological sense, but also how it applies to our own personal lives. We're all in different places of growth in the Lord. We are all moving on to that place of spiritual maturity and perfection, which we will be finally complete when we are with the Lord. And God doesn't give us more than we can bear. He gives us truth for our present time and season. We're all in different places, beloved. Every one of you, we are all on the same path. We're all headed toward our eternal joy of being with the Lord and with our loved ones. That's the final destination, but we're all in different stages of understanding and commitment. And sometimes until we're willing to take the next spiritual step, we stay kind of in a rut. The Lord spoke to ancient Israel, you can pass this mountain long enough. So if we don't sense that we're moving on in the Lord, then we might ask God's help to understand what's going on. Are we stuck someplace? Because if we're ready to move on spiritually, then in the course of God's time and purposes, things externally will also change. Anyway, these are principles I've learned. It's really important to surrender to God. And so we must continue in God's Word. We must be workmen who know the Word of God and are not ashamed. And we can't be shamed by the world or by the devil. Jesus said in John 8, verse 31, if ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. God doesn't want obedience haphazardly, 1 week out of the month or 11 months out of the year. Beloved, like that old chorus we used to sing, I'm not my own, I'm his. He wants all of you. He wants all of your heart all the time. You are not your own, beloved. I'm not my own. We are bought with a price. And so in Luke, the 14th chapter, verse 33, Jesus said, so likewise, whosoever he be of you that forsaketh not all that he hath, he cannot be my disciple. You know, these are familiar passages. We've heard them preached over the over time, whether it's decades in serving the Lord or recently, we understand that as we read the Word of God. But the significance and the power of those words are just coming into much greater focus and clarity. Those are powerful things Jesus is saying. Well, how can we possibly do that? Be willing to forsake everything that we have? That's what it means to be a complete disciple. It says in the book of Revelation, they overcame by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony, and they loved not their life, even unto death. And beloved, there are many of our brothers and sisters around the world right now, even as I'm speaking, as you're listening to this message, who are willing to pay the ultimate price. Every single one of Jesus' literal disciples who were with him, except for John, paid that price. And they did try to martyr John. I think they put him in boiling oil and he just wouldn't be killed because God had a purpose. So they just sent him to Patmos. And of course, that's why. I mean, we wouldn't have that final book of the Bible if it wasn't for God's plan and purposes, the understanding of what is going to occur in the end times. And it just, you know, as far as this ministry is concerned, I had a partner write me, ask me recently, you know, what's your prophetic understanding of this? And while we need ministries like that, we need to understand the times in which we're living. Thank God for those who understand and are willing to expound the prophetic mysteries that are hidden in the Word of God regarding the end times. But God, at this point in time, and He has historically, since our inception, has the focus been on the individual members of the body of Christ, because until individually, we are who God says we are, we believe it, we're walking in victory. How can the body of Christ fully function? And so that's a function of this ministry. Yes, focusing on you, on each one of us, that we can reach our full potential and destiny in Christ. That's my passion. That was the passion of Brother Glass, preaching the whole counsel of God, that we can be who God has called us to be, because if every member starts moving and fitting in the places they belong in the body of Christ, then we will see a glorious and powerful church without stain or wrinkle. And this is a work that can only be accomplished by the blessed Holy Spirit. Well, if you're desiring more of that in your life, I invite you to write, share your prayer requests. If you email, I ask that you, if you so desire, to share your mailing address so I can respond personally. Otherwise, I will just confirm receipt and, of course, pray. The announcer will give our contact information. I love you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.